Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa. On Sunday, it's the Giants and the Baltimore Ravens. Giants coming off a loss last week to Atlanta. Joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. Now it's down to a two-game season.
That's correct. I'm glad you can count. Disappointed, disgusted,
dismayed,
but not defeated after that little effort the other day.
Well, because the Giants still control their own playoff destiny, no longer their division destiny. To talk about it, as always, Fuchs joins us here on the show, raring to go. Any penalty flags this week?
It's beginning to look a lot like last year, Bobby. I feel like I was in this seat a year ago, where two games to go, and they're playing for their lives. How did we get here, Mr. Hanlon?
I don't know, but I thought you were banned from the show a year ago. Maybe we're talking about 5 years ago.
You know, it seems like this is the way the Giants football team likes to play. They like to put themselves in situations that are very difficult.
Making his triumphant return to Giants Online, Arthur Staple of Newsday. Welcome back, Arthur.
If you're talking about 5 years ago, I think I was in this very seat 5 years ago talking about that stuff. So it feels familiar. I'm going to be back here.
Well, the Giants are hoping that it's not a repeat of 2 years ago, because it didn't turn out so well.
Everybody wants to assign.
it's
everybody wants to take a historical.
It's 2012.
That's my point. This team is not last year's team. It's not 2010's team. It's none of those teams.
But how do you?
It's this team.
But it does feel a lot.
This team has to do.
Arthur, if you look at the defense and how lousy they played, and you go back to last year, how lousy they played, moving up into that Jets game. It just feels like they've got the same type of problems, injuries.
Yeah, but then they can turn it on like they did last year. And they're playing a team in a similar situation. Baltimore's struggling. They'll be in the playoffs, but they're not playing very well. They're banged up. You know, this is a week-to-week league, so it's hard to really say they're terrible and they're out of it because they've proven that they're never out of it.
And that's why I'm not coming in here today banging the drum, because I've been fooled once. And, you know, the old saying.
You've been fooled a lot.
No, the old saying, first time, shame on you. The second time, shame on me. I'm not going to kill this team because I was proven wrong last year.
There might be one time that you admit to that you were fooled. I interrupted you. You were going to say something. Yep, but how come this?
How come it's always like this?
I can't answer that.
I mean, you can say that this year's different, but it's hard to ignore the past, and it's hard to see how this team under Tom Coughlin is always in the same position, which is backs against the wall, they got to win.
And mediocre play, great play, and then terrible play.
Coasting. It's a little bit of coasting,
shocking. What, the play wasn't terrible?
No. He said coasting, which I absolutely.
I'm not talking about effort. I'm talking about what getting overpowered by a team that's not necessarily better than them. I don't know how you.
Where do you get the word coasting out of that?
Because if you're not prepared, if you're not ready to give that extra amount of effort and be as ready as you can be to work hard and beat a team that's as good as you, it's easing up mentally.
I don't know that that's what it is you throw an interception on your second offensive play that results in
a
7-0 deficit.
I think Arthur's right a lot of it because I think it was a trap game for the Giants. They came in. Well, let me just finish. They came
Can
in.
Can we stop looking using at this, cliches?
Looking at this Atlanta team that they dominated a year ago in the playoffs, who scored 2 points against them. They're walking in after scoring 52 points, walking on the field. Even Hanlon before in the pregame show was saying, I'll take my chances on Eli Manning in this building any day.
That's
so my
true.
Point is, you come in feeling really good about yourself, and you don't play. And, you know, you think you can just show up and win. And that's why you make mistakes like you did early in that game.
That's coasting.
Yeah.
Okay. It really is hard to explain.
I think I just tried to say that.
Well, we're going to try to make some sense of it.
We got some emails.
We're going to take your questions via
Lumpkin.
Twitter.
They want to see more Lumpkin.
As we continue with Giants Online here on Giants.com after this.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support. Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Sunday, the Giants take on the Ravens. All right, you ready for some questions via Twitter?
Why not?
At Giants/chat.
Pass rush, right?
Well, hold on.
All right.
Elo underscore Bajo, if Bradshaw can't play this week, what are your thoughts of seeing more Heinoski in short yardage?
Sure. I mean, you know what? After going 0-3, give anybody a chance now.
My thoughts are it's probably not going to be a good situation if that's your first option is going to Heinoski. The problem with the 4th-and-1 calls was David Wilson is a great runner outside. Let him make moves. They're trying to plow people up through the middle, and it just wasn't working. Listen, it doesn't work with him.
Nothing was working.
But going into the game, there were 2 of 3 on 4th-and-1s, and there were 15 of 20 on 3rd-and-1s.
Group?
No, it was a team this year.
Well, but the team was different this time. It was a rookie guy making his first real start. It's a tough spot. And he's not that kind of runner.
I don't mind watching David Wilson run up between the tackles.
Execution.
You got to block the Falcons.
You got to block it up. The plays weren't executed.
After the first time it doesn't work, you got to be a little more creative.
Tell you what.
A wide receiver screen, maybe something.
But they tried to throw it on another 4th-down play, and they didn't execute that either.
Let's face it, all right, though.
Nothing worked.
I like Lumpkin in there. By the way, I mean, he showed me something.
But let's face it, they weren't playing against the 85 Bears. I mean, all of a sudden the Falcons became the great defensive team, which totally baffled me.
They're not. All right, here we go.
Did we answer that question?
Yeah, I think we did. Okay. It's sort of.
No, we said no to that.
Black Pearl Rye. Why did Eli not use the tight end enough during the Falcons game?
I mean, he like Pat said, he threw one pass and it was 7-0 the other team. He was in desperation mode. He definitely wasn't.
Well, that's ridiculous, though.
What?
Desperation mode because it's 7-0? Well,
it was 17-0 after a few more minutes.
When they blinked.
But the Patriots were down 31-3 and they tied the game. Okay. I mean,
Eli
looked like he was in that mode that he gets in sometimes where he's forcing it to Nix or he's forcing it to Cruz, and Nix is not physically the guy that he was at the beginning of the year.
And maybe sometimes.
How many did Marty B. catch?
He had one catch.
He could have had
15 catches in that game. He was wide open a lot of the time. It's interesting how they went to him the week before, and then this week they didn't use him.
It's been like that all year, though. You've seen him have some great games, and then the next week he disappears. Maybe that has to do with the game plan.
He has those guys that he trusts, exactly. And sometimes he gets too focused on those guys, and this is the result.
All right, at BigBlue81, what's the biggest problem with the defense? Is it the D-line or the coverage in the secondary?
I think it's the linebacker play, first of all, because I think that they're not stopping teams on first and second down in the middle of that defense on a run. Then it's like 2nd and 6 or 3rd and 2. And then it's hard to stop people when you got favorable situations like that.
So who are you assigning?
Yeah. I'm saying the linebackers aren't doing a good job.
What about the guys in front of them?
Well, it's the front.
Listen, I think it's a combination, but I really think the linebackers are not blowing up the play.
The answer is the problem is we have not stopped the run.
Okay.
And when you don't stop the run, you are on your heels the whole game.
How many yards per carry did Atlanta average?
Listen, I'm not the numbers guy. You are.
3.6.
Okay.
In the first half, they averaged 2.9 yards a carry.
What's
masking all this is the defense in the second half of the game, they give up plays. And I'm talking about in this game in particular. And even in the Washington game, in the second half, they started to give up some chunks. But to me, this falls right back to the offense. In the first half of that game, 17-0. The Giants had a lot of chances to get back in the game. The defense got 3 and outs or 1 first down and a punt. Stopping the run wasn't the problem on Sunday.
No.
There was the Giants' inability to do anything offensively.
Back to your question to me, how many times did Atlanta run the ball?
In the first half?
No, in the game.
I think 23.
Okay.
23. They didn't run it.
All right.
They ran for 125 yards, but when it was 34-0, they're running out the clock. They ran the ball. So the numbers are skewed.
Defense, I think it's the defensive line. They know they got to get home. Even if they don't pile up the sacks, they got to be in the backfield. They got to be doing something to disrupt.
They're not penetrating.
What's your quick answer to what's wrong with the defense? You're saying nothing's wrong with the defense?
No, something's wrong.
The defense has... They've got to do a better job of stopping the run.
Okay.
They don't get a pass rush anymore. And you can talk about the other teams are scheming and three-step drops. Come on. Go get the pass.
Right.
Win your individual battles. Enough, because you know what? Jared Allen gets double-teamed. DeMarcus Ware gets double teamed. Lawrence Taylor got double teamed. Reggie White got double teamed. Michael Strahan got double teamed.
You got four guys out there.
At some point,
four of the best at their position.
Win your battle.
Somebody's got to get
there. All right, we got to take a timeout. More of that when we continue after this.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com, we've got a couple more questions via Twitter. At Paperweight, how do you think David Wilson played in his first career start?
Well, I think the MVP of that game was the kicker because on special teams, they never got a chance to utilize him. Now, as a running back, the game, like you already said, it got away from them and they really had a change.
He had the one nice run at the beginning, but that was around the outside. I think that's where his strength lies.
I really think, getting back to your thing, the offense, while the defense doesn't deserve as much criticism, is the offense didn't get any field position in that game to start their drives, and they didn't get the turnovers from the defense to start at midfield.
Is this a Super Bowl winning offense? Well, yes or no? From last year, they should be able to start their own
drives.
But
it looks like they are going to need help. This offense, for some reason, just doesn't have it right now. They're missing something. They need help from the defense and special teams.
At OJ24, why do you think Lawrence Tynes has been slumping lately? Is it time to be concerned?
That's a great question because he's having a great season, but the last 2 weeks he's missing gimme field goals.
He's missing.
And they're all to the left. Every one of his misses this year, except for the one that was short in Philadelphia early in the year, everyone has been to the left. Wide left.
I'm not a kicking expert. That's a good point. I have no idea why.
Let's work it a little more to the right.
Let me ask you something. Isn't some of this just the law of averages for kickers?
Absolutely.
He's been great
all year.
At some point, guys are going to miss a few kicks.
And he's decided to go into a slump at a poor time in the season.
It is, because he's not a long-distance kicker either, like some of these guys around the league. So you know you have to get those points when you're inside the regular field goal range.
We're in a league where my man Freddie Akers, David Akers, out there
in hot water in
San Francisco, is great a kicker as he is. I mean, they're talking about whether or not he's going to lose his job. So,
how about Billy Cundiff? I mean, he missed that kick in the playoffs last year for Baltimore, who the Giants play this weekend. Then he goes to Washington. He lasts a couple games, and these guys are out and about. All right, so let's talk a little bit about.
Hines has been great this year, though. That's
not lately,
but not lately, and certainly not the other day.
So, give us a little window into
who you're talking to right now.
How the coach sort of
rallies the troops.
Rallies everybody.
Well, I think, there's no mystery to it. I mean, the objective right now is pretty simple. Now, I think, last week, the theme, as he said, he pounded on the theme of consistency, consistent play. And as he said, that went over like a lead balloon. So, based on that game last week, I would lay the $5 that I have in my pocket that the theme this week will be whatever happens, whatever you're going to do, make sure you leave it out on the field this week, okay?
Does he just rerun the speech from week 16
no,
last year?
And that's the, you know what? No.
We're all in?
No, no,
we're
no.
All in.
You know what?
Can we use we're all in again?
And that's once we use these themes, we don't throw them away. Okay. We can bring them back.
Bridges, bring everything you got.
Let me say, but to Artie's point, and I'm being serious about this, this guy has one of his greatest strengths, Tom Coughlin's, is knowing what the pulse of his team is. So he doesn't ever just go to the file cabinet and pull a piece of paper out, and say, okay, this is what we're doing. He tailors his message every week to what's going on with his team at that moment.
Let me tell you
Stay
something.
Stay in the moment, Fooch.
You know what's going to make Coughlin a great coach this week? Getting everybody back on the field and being healthy.
That helps.
All right, so now it's time for predictions for this week's game.
These two teams need this game. It's their season. I mean, Baltimore's banged up.
But Baltimore's already clinched a playoff
spot. I understand that, but they want to right their ship also. But you're right. It's there's no room for error here for the Giants. They got to win this game 24-20.
Arthur?
1917 Giants. I think they're better in backs against the wall than the Ravens are. Period.
He picked a year, 1917.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think.
We're going to what was I doing until then? The end, right, Artie? We're going to keep picking this team.
All right, we're out of time, my friend.
How do you run out of time on the internet? Like, I don't get that
whole
thing.
Because people's interest.
I mean, I'm looking at the timeline down at the bottom with the bar moving, and you know that the number at the far right could be whatever number it wants to be. And we're here right here. We're running out of time.
And I'm looking at that little mouse.
Is the internet coming to an end?
Click them.
People who are smart enough,
have clicked off.
Smarter than us, realize that when that bar gets to a certain point, people click off.
Oh, I see.
Log off.
So
that's a shame. They're going to miss that rant.
All right, we're ready. Yeah. All right, let's take a timeout. We're done.
We're done.
Enjoy your Christmas, everybody.
We'll
see you next
out.
Week here on Giants Online on Giants.com.